Rise and Shine with Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, I'm excited to talk to Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family this morning. We're all amidst firing and getting questions from our children about things that are going on. So I thought it was time we went to Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family and got his take on things. Good morning.
Good morning. It certainly is a very interesting time of history.
Particularly for yourself too, because you're based in Victoria, and Victoria was the first one to implement the emergency status, and you've had a lot, seemingly more cases happening there. So you would be sort of, I guess, experiencing that firsthand. But I guess, look, there wouldn't probably be a family in the country that wouldn't have had discussions over the dinner table of, like, what does this mean? Kids are hearing all sorts of things at school.
Yeah, they're all chatting about it amongst each other. And, kids have good imaginations and the movies have taught them lots of things.
I can imagine.
So, there's a little bit of sort of anxiety, I think it is, about the unknown. And we can protect them. But, what's some ways that we can do that?
Well, we can try and protect them, but we can't keep them in their bubble because it'll be oblivious. You'll be impossible. It doesn't matter where you turn. And everyone is the armchair experts now.
Yes.
And of
that
course.
Is not helping. And then we have the media sending some mixed messages and, TV programs having two experts and they both have two different opinions.
Yes.
It doesn't help. And it certainly feeds that uncertainty. It feeds the anxiety, as you put out. You just mentioned, Becky. So I think it's really important that normalcy is the key.
Okay.
Keeping things as normal as possible. That means, we always wash our hands before dinner. We always wash our hands when, when we have to go to the toilet. There's nothing, that shouldn't be anything extraordinary.
No.
Common sense. And I mean, this is going to be feeding into the flu season as well. This is going to be a very helpful thing that people do better on hygiene. It's not just because of this virus. Everyone should be washing their hands. Everyone should be careful when they cough or sneeze. Everyone should be doing these common things. It's not just this virus. Unfortunately, it's the virus that's caught our attention.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's
a very good point because, if we just practice that basic hygiene year round, we probably wouldn't have even as bad of a flu season as what we do currently. So, those little things that can make a real difference, isn't it? And I guess that's a good opportunity to remind the kids, as they come to the dinner table, as you say, have you washed your hands? Did you wash them for 20 minutes? Did you sing a song while you did it?
Did you sung your song that goes with it?
Maybe we could all write our own family song.
Also create, if you've especially got a kid who is a, tendencies for anxiety or potential for obsessive compulsive, we don't want to feed that beast either. So simple washing the hands, it doesn't have to be singing a song. It's just saying, hey, have you washed your hands? It's nothing extraordinary. And again, because otherwise they will become very obsessed and you'll be having kids with raw red hands.
Yeah.
So the normalcy is a really important aspect, and that's also what they're observing and hearing from mum and dad. And it doesn't help if we're actually panicking or we're actually really concerned, because they'll pick up the vibe from us.
So I think
it's really important that when we are talking, between mum and dad and they're in earshot, that we're on the same page. We're not being contrary to the information, especially if we hear it from someone giving an opinion, and then we're saying, that's not right. And this challenge that we're all armchair experts hasn't helped, and our kids are picking up that. So that's another aspect that we have to be very, very careful of what we say in front of our kids, but also knowing and reinforcing our sense of peace, our sense of no concern and no anxiety flows onto our kids, and we pray with our kids. The peace of God that passes all of our own natural understanding. The world has gone crazy. And there'd be some saying this is an overreaction, other people saying we're not doing enough, but this has not caught God by no means a surprise.
Mm.
He is in charge. He is on the throne, and God is going to help us navigate this. And so praying together as a family is another aspect that I would encourage families to do. And if you are not familiar with prayer, prayer is just simply talking to God and allowing him to give that sense of peace. And I think that's what we really need to show, especially those who are God's people.
Mm.
We should be exhibiting a sense of, hey, God's got this. We have nothing to worry about.
Mm. Yeah, that's
so
a very
true.
Good point. I think, we've been talking a lot this week about some of the scriptures that speak to that as well.
Mm.
That we can be, certainly prayerful, but also remembering and even reciting those scriptures that talk about the peace and the protection that God promises in his word that can just provide that real foundation, you know, and that security and certainty for our lives and particularly for our kids' lives as well. So some good points there,
yeah,
Brett,
thanks,
practical
Brett.
And also spiritual. I think we've got to have those all in balance.
Yep,
you can't just sort of
covered.
Be... you know, hyper faith and ignore those basic things like washing your hands. You've got to, you know, got to be doing them both.
Very much so. And I think it's just to reinforce that really all the evidence points to, and I'm putting my nursing old hat on, you know, children aren't as susceptible as the mature age people and people who have got concurrent other health issues. And that's where we're seeing a number of these unfortunate incidents where people have succumbed to this illness. They've actually got concurrent issues.
Yeah.
Children
yeah.
tend to overcome colds and flus, but we have to be very careful, protect our kids. And then there'll be some people saying, oh, shut the schools and that aspect. But, you know, all the evidence would say that that's not a healthy thing because then there's kids at home, then they'll congregate with them around each other. Mm. There's a whole lot of repercussions of that. Mm. I mean, it might change. It's been an hour by hour, keeping alert and being attentive to what the government regulations are. But I think at the end of the day, God is in charge and we don't have to feed the beast and worry about how many toilet rolls we have in our household and all those other aspects. You know, go along with the flow because there's people out there in a far more concerning area because they don't have something to hold on to, that anger, that hope that we have.
Yeah, so true.
And, you know, that's the thing that we need to exhibit and show generosity. We've seen, you know, the best of humanity during the fires and during the droughts, and then we've seen the worst of humanity during this virus. So I think we, the people of God, really need to show what it means to be peacemakers and also being generous.
Yeah, very good point.
So true.
Thank you so much,
for
mate.
That.
Appreciate your wisdom.
You're welcome.
And,
we've actually got an article that we just posted on our website on this issue. So there's some of your listeners on families.org.au. There's a whole lot of different information that you can pass on to your children.
Excellent. I'll certainly encourage you to check that out, families.org.au. You can sign up there for weekly emails and a whole bunch more, but check out that article as well. Thanks, Brett. Really appreciate your time again today, mate.
You are more than welcome. Bye-bye.
Before you go, thanks for listening.
There's lots more great audio on demand, or you can listen to us live at visionradio.org.au.
And remember, Vision is listener supported. Your donation,
large or small,
will help us continue connecting faith to life for hundreds of thousands of people across Australia and around the world.
Learn more or donate today at visionradio.org.au.